This is the launch. William Shatner going into space. Expected to stay up there about 10 minutes. He joked with Gayle King and said he wants to be the oldest person.
Space with the second human spaceflight crew. What a launch. We are on our way to Max-Q, the first milestone here on its flight to space. With the altimeter at the base of the screen, as well as the speedometer. They are gaining speed on their climb to space. We have confirmed Max-Q. This is when the aerodynamic stresses on the vehicle were at their maximum.
All of those jokes about the shape of the Blue Origin spaceship, I'm realizing as I'm watching it now, as we're listening, they're all true. They're all true.
Jokes? What jokes?
I'm looking at it, I'm thinking everything everybody said is true. I guess I didn't really recognize it the last time I watched this. William Shatner on the Blue Origin rocket. Thank you to Blue Origin.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us live for New Shepard's second human flight with Audrey Powers, William Shatner, our customers Glenn DeVries and Chris Bosshausen on board. They are well on their way to space. So far, a nominal flight, a clean burn on our Blue Engine 3. New Shepard giving them a beautiful flight to space this morning.
We thank Blue Origin for their feed.
The rocket is climbing towards an altitude. We're aiming just over the Kármán line, the internationally recognized line of space of 100 kilometers. That is about 328,000 feet. And a gorgeous view down the rocket. And now we've had main engine cutoff. The BE-3 engine has shut off. And in just a moment, we're going to separate the capsule from the booster. And at that point, our astronauts will have the opportunity to get out of their harnesses and enjoy the beauties of zero G. Let's wait to listen.
This is the video everybody's going to want to see later on today of William Shatner, Captain Kirk, kind of floating weightlessly.
And there you can see a clean separation between the capsule and the booster.
I think that might have been the most crucial moment right there, that separation of the capsule and the booster. Hopefully everything...
And there you can see the capsule from the top of the booster. They are continuing their ascent over the Kármán line. You'll know when they hit apogee when the speed hits zero. And there they are, over 328,000 feet, over 100 kilometers. Welcome to space. The newest astronauts on board our crew capsule.
That's a beautiful sight. Make sure when you get to a place that's safe, if you're not in the car, to, well, you won't have to go far to find it. You'll find it on Twitter. You'll find it on the news at noon and five. And we just wanted to share some of the audio with you. Of course, the visual is just what you would expect. Right now, it's just a big dot and a big sea of blue. But Shatner's reaction is what's going to be priceless. And I just want to jump back to Representative Bob Morgan from the 58th District. Bob, you know that's something that we just had to get on the air there because I don't
know. I'm honored to be interrupted by William Shatner. That's fine.
Are you a kid who grew up with Star Trek?
Of course I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
And everybody's wishing him the best. I mean, really, what a dream come true for a 90-year-old man who's had the career that he's had, and he's just a character, so I can't wait to hear what he has to say.